here and I'm fully intoxicated by the Macedonian folk song. So it's all right. We will just sing Jai Radha Madhava. In German language we say it's an Ohrwurm, an earworm. Do you have such a word also? Yeah, it doesn't leave your ear. Earworm.
Namo Nasira Marasani.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Sometimes when I'm going on the airplane and I have such a beautiful flower garland around the neck, the stewardess says, come and say, is this real?
Ponekad kada putujem sa avionom, imam ovako prekrasni cvjetni garland oko vrata, stewardesa dođe i pita, je li to pravo cvijeće?
And usually at the end of the flight, I take the garland which I was carrying around my neck, and then I put it around the neck of the steward who asked, is that real?
I obično na kraju putovanja uzmem svoj garland i stavim ga oko vrata stewardesi ili stewardu koji je pitao.
Say it's very real and now it's your property.
I kažem da, vrlo su pravi, sada je tvoje vlasništvo.
And in this way I'm always remembered by many stewards all over the world very favorably.
I na taj način sam poznat po čitavom svijetu kod mnogih stewardesa i stewarda.
It's not customary in our civilization to give garlands and some I really appreciate it very, very much. Thank you.
Nije tradicija u našoj civilizaciji da tako dijelimo garlande i jako to cijenim. Hvala vam puno.
This is my last lecture here in Split and I have thought a little bit what I could share with you while one of my feet is already in my next destination.
Ovo je moje zadnje predavanje u Splitu ovaj put i razmišljao sam što da podijelim s vama dok je moja noga već, jedna od mojih nogu već u sljedećoj destinaciji.
I must say that I was very happy to be your guest and I have something very important today to share with you.
Moram reći da sam bio vrlo sretan kao vaš gost i imam nešto vrlo važno što bih želio podijeliti s vama.
I would like to speak a little bit on intuition today.
Želio bih danas govoriti malo o intuiciji.
The inner voice.
Unutrašnjem glasu.
The voice of conscience.
Glasu savjesti.
Our inner guide.
Naš unutarnji vodič.
All this and more I would like to cover in this lecture on intuition and I would like to also tell you how you can become inspired with divine intuition as much as possible.
To bih sve želio pokriti u današnjem predavanju. Također bih vam želio reći kako i vi možete postati inspirirani sa tim unutrašnjim glasom, intuicijom.
Michelangelo once spoke about intuition by saying that when he looks on the raw block of marble, he sees already inside of it an angel. And his art is simply to take away what is not angel.
Michelangelo je jednom govorio o toj intuiciji. On je rekao, kada vidim taj sirovi materijal, kameni blok, ja već unutra vidim anđela i moj jedini posao da maknem sve ono što nije anđel.
When you have an intuition, you have a vision or an understanding of something which is not yet perceivable to your outer eyes, but it's very much visible to your inner eyes.
Kada imamo takvu intuiciju, onda možemo vidjeti nešto što još uvijek nije vidljivo našim vanjskim očima, ali je vrlo vidljivo našim unutarnjim očima.
We all have inner eyes and inner ears.
Svi mi imamo unutrašnje oči i uši.
For instance, during a dream we can see some scene, a landscape, and we can meet our friend in the dream.
Na primjer, kada sanjamo, možemo vidjeti razne krajolike i možemo susretati naše prijatelje.
We can see him.
Možemo ga vidjeti.
And see and hear what he tells us.
I možemo čuti ono što nam govori.
At that time our inner eyes and inner ears are very much active.
U to su vrijeme naše unutrašnje oči i uši vrlo aktivne.
But also during an ordinary day in our ordinary lives, if we learn to listen to the inner voice, we can sometimes hear statements like, don't really go this way now, better you take another road.
Ali čak i kroz naše svakodnevne živote, ako naučimo slušati naš unutarnji glas, onda možemo čuti kako nam, na primjer, govori, nemoj ići tuda, možda je bolje da uzmeš neki drugi put.
And later we found out that on that road, which we originally intended to go, there was a terrible accident, and if we would have gone, maybe we would have been one of the 20 people who lost their lives.
I kasnije možemo doznati da na tom putu gdje smo izvorno htjeli ići se desila neka velika nesreća i mi smo možda mogli biti jedni od 20 ljudi koji su izgubili svoje živote.
I think every one of us has experience of this inner voice.
Mislim da svatko od nas ima iskustvo ovoga unutrašnjeg glasa.
Now when you are in spiritual life, you can actually train your inner ears to hear what the super soul or the Lord in the heart tells you.
A kada se bavite duhovnim životom, možete istrenirati svoje unutrašnje uši tako da čujete Paramatmu, odnosno Boga u našem srcu koji nam govori.
In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there we hear about this intuition in this shloka. I will say it in Sanskrit. Te shang satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti ye.
U 10. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita čujemo o toj intuiciji u šloki koju je Maharaj sada izrecitirao.
Yes, Krishna in this shloki, in this verse, tells us that he gives us the intelligence by which we can come to him. He gives us the divine guidance which we can receive with our inner ears.
I Krishna nam kaže u tom stihu da nam on daje duhovnu inteligenciju s pomoć koje možemo doći k njemu, daje nam tu sposobnost da čujemo sa svojim unutrašnjim ušima.
How can I make contact to the super soul or paramatma in the heart who is ready to give me guidance in my journey from the material world into the spiritual world? How to make contact?
Kako možemo uspostaviti kontakt sa paramatmom nad dušom u našem srcu koja nam daje uputstva kako da dođemo sa materijalne platforme na duhovnu platformu?
It is actually not so very difficult. You just have to take away the walls in the heart.
To zapravo i nije tako preteško. Sve što moramo napraviti je maknuti zidove u našem srcu.
All of us have built walls in the heart.
Svi smo mi izgradili zidove u našem srcu.
Psychologically you could say old thought patterns.
Psihološki možemo reći naše stare navike misli.
And because of these patterns we just hear everything in a certain way.
I zbog tih navika nekako sve čujemo na određeni način.
I would like to give you an example which will make you laugh.
Želio bih vam dati jedan primjer koji će vas nasmijati.
Once two people went on a drive into the mountains with an jeep, an open jeep, cabrio jeep.
Jednom si dvoje ljudi otišlo u planine sa jeepom kabrioletom.
And from a curve in the mountains, a lady came.
iz zavoja u planinama, gospođa je došla.
Also within a cabriolet.
Koja je isto imala svoj kabriolet.
She had blonde hair.
Imala je plavu kosu.
They were streaming back in the breeze.
Koja je lepršala unazad na povjetarcu.
And the men were just looking at her.
I muškarci su je samo gledali.
You know, their jeep was coming this way and she around the curve. And she was coming in the curve, like this, and they just looked at her.
I oni su se susreli u zavoju i samo su je gledali.
Now, when she saw them, she shouted, "Pigs!"
Kada ih je vidjela, zaderala se, svinje!
I said, we just innocently looked, we had no bad intention.
Oni su rekli, mi smo samo nevino pogledali, nismo imali zle namjere.
And the next moment they drove into pigs.
I u sljedećem trenutku oni su, auto je skrenilo među svinje.
These svinjes had crossed over the road.
Te su svinje prelazile cestu.
And she very good-heartedly wanted to warn them to not drive into the pigs.
I ona ih je sa vrlo dobrim srcem željela upozoriti da ne voze u svinje.
But because they came from the town where such communication between men and women is very common, you know, where they call each other bad names, you know, they interpreted it in another way.
Ali s obzirom što su oni došli iz grada gdje je takva komunikacija među muškarcima i ženama bila uobičajena da se nazivaju takim pogrdnim imenima, oni nisu to shvatili.
They thought the lady had called them pigs.
Mislili su da je dama nazvala svinjama.
This is a psychological example how we interpret reality according to the old thought patterns which we have.
Ovo je psihološki primjer kako mi gledamo na realnost, na stvarnost u našim starim navikama.
So because of the there are many many walls or thought patterns in us from many lifetimes and this makes us a conditioned soul so that we can't really hear the voice of the super soul very clearly.
I u našim umovima postoji jako, jako puno tih zidova iz naših prijašnjih života i to nas čini uslovljenim dušama i ne možemo čuti glas gospodina jako jasno.
We need to really change the level of our existence. We need to come to the spiritual consciousness above these old thought patterns, above these walls in our heart in order to listen to the super soul.
Trebamo u biti promijeniti nivo naše egzistencije, trebamo doći na duhovni nivo izvan, odnosno iznad tih zidova koji se nalazi u našem srcu i umovima.
Only if we are able in this life to become spiritual adventurist and change our level of perception will it be possible for us to be guided by God.
Jedino ako možemo u ovom životu postati duhovni avanturisti i promijeniti naš nivo shvaćanja, nivo egzistencije, možemo čuti glas Boga.
I would like to give you an example from my car.
Želio bih vam dati jedan primjer iz mog auta.
In my car I have is it called automatic pilot? You know, it's that
U mom autu imam automatskog pilota.
Do you know what this is? You have some little antenna and what is it called? GPS. GPS.
A da, ima navigacijski sustav,
yes,
GPS.
Navigacijski sistemski. In our car we call the navigacijski sistemski Ozi.
U našem autu navigacijski sistem nazivamo Ozi.
Rosie. She, because she has a female voice.
Jel ima ženski glas?
And she says levo, desno. and everything, you know.
Kaže lijevo i desno i sve.
And in the end she says, in 5 minutes you have reached your destination.
Na kraju kaže, za 5 minuta dostići ćete svoje odredište.
She is extremely communicative.
Vrlo je komunikativna.
So, wherever we go, when we are properly connected with the satellite, we have this guidance of Mataji Rosie.
I tako gdje god idemo, ako smo pravilno povezani sa satelitom, imamo to vodstvo Mataji Rosie.
So a spiritual person can also, if he is properly connected in his consciousness, be guided by the super soul, by God in the heart.
Isto tako duhovnjak može, ako je pravilno usmjeren, dobiti to vodstvo nad duše.
I would like to give you the example of my own spiritual master.
Želio bih vam dati primjer mog vlastitog duhovnog učitelja.
I think you might have heard that he wrote about 80 books in his lifetime.
Mislim da ste možda čuli kako da je on napisao oko 80 knjiga za vrijeme svog života.
And sometimes he would enjoy when disciples would read to him passages of those books he had written himself.
I ponekad bi uživao kada bi mu učenici čitali neke od odlomaka tih knjiga koje on napisao.
So that's very unusual for an author to listen to his own books. It's highly unusual.
I to je vrlo, vrlo neobično za autora da sluša svoje vlastite knjige.
And one time, one of my godbrothers, who was knowing about literature and authors and so on and their habits, said, Prabhupada, it is so unusual that you like to listen to your own books.
Jednom je moj brat po Bogu, koji je poznavao autore, književnike, pitao Prabhupada, rekao, jako je neobično da želiš slušati knjige koje si ti napisao.
I don't know who of you has written books, but it is like this, you have written books, and sometimes it's such a struggle, it's like giving birth to something, you know.
Ne znam da li je netko od vas napisao knjigu, ali ponekad je to jako, jako teško i naporno, kao da rađate.
And then finally it's there, and then you like to keep your distance.
I napokon kada je tu, kažete dobro i želite držati nekakvu distancu.
And if you like to read, you like to read from another author to get fresh inspirations.
I ako volite čitati, obično volite čitati od drugih autora da bi dobili svježu inspiraciju.
So my godbrother said to Prabhupada, how unusual, you like to read your books and you actually derive great pleasure in it.
I tako je moj brat po Bogu rekao, kako je to neobično da voliš čitati svoje knjige i još u tome nalaziš veliko zadovoljstvo.
And he said,
i rekao je,
these are not my books.
To nisu moje knjige.
I have not written anything.
Nisam ništa napisao.
Well,
ali,
but you sit in the night and you translate and you. Prabhupada used to write his books by dictating them in a dictaphone.
Ali učenik je rekao, ti navečer sjediš, pišeš te knjige. Prabhupada je običavao pisati knjige tako da bi u biti diktirao u diktafon.
Listen to Prabhupada's answer.
Poslušajte Prabhupada odgovor.
He said, I have not written these books. It's wrong if you say this. Krishna has written them.
Kao je, ja nisam napisao ove knjige i pogrešno je ako to kažeš. Krishna je napisao te knjige.
In our example we would say Rosie has dictated them.
U našem primjeru rekli bismo da ih je Rosie diktirala.
This was what it means to have a direct connection to super soul.
To je u biti ono što znači imati direktnu vezu sa naddušom.
Now I would like to give you some ideas how you can establish this connection and malomechanicky reparatura. I would like to give you a few suggestions how you can also make this connection and become inspired by the super soul.
Želio bih vam dati par savjeta kako i vi možete napraviti tu povezanost sa naddušom i postati inspirirani.
I believe many of those who are today here in this wonderful and overcrowded room have had inspirations and intuitions in their lives.
Vjerujem da su mnogi od vas koji se večeras nalazite u ovoj pretrpanoj prostoriji imali ste u životu nekakva iskustva intuicije i inspiracije.
But so often we don't listen to the intuition.
Ali tako često ne slušamo tu intuiciju.
Today I talked to a doctor from Switzerland.
Danas sam razgovarao sa doktoricom iz Švicarske.
That doctor told me that once when he came back from his work in the hospital, he drove by a field with wonderful flowers.
Taj doktor mi je rekao da jednom kada se vraćao sa posla iz bolnice, prošao je pokraj polja sa prekrasnim cvijećem.
And he heard a voice telling him, pick those flowers and offer them on the altar to me.
I čuo je glas koji mu rekao, uberi to cvijeće i ponudi ih na oltaru meni.
Now, he just wanted to stop his car and get onto this free field and pick those beautiful field flowers when the doctor heard another voice.
I on je taman htio zaustaviti svoj automobil i ubrati to prekrasno poljsko cvijeće kada je čuo drugi glas.
That voice had the sound of a stubborn child who was stamping with his foot pong on the ground and said, no, don't do it.
I taj glas imao zvuk tvrdoglavog djeteta koji je opalio nogom o pod i rekao, ne, nemoj to učiniti.
The doctor immediately knew that was the voice of the mind.
I doktor je odmah znao, to je glas uma.
Where all our walls are.
Gdje se svi naši zidovi nalaze.
Where our conditioned nature lies.
Gdje se nalazi naša uvjetovana priroda.
And that voice was louder than the voice, the divine voice, which was inspiring him for devotional service or a spiritual activity.
I taj glas bio glasniji od božanskoga glasa koji ga inspirirao na duhovnu aktivnost.
And like so many years before and maybe so many lives before, he listened to the voice of the mind.
I kao što je to radio toliko puta prije, možda i toliko života prije, poslušao je glas uma.
Next time the next day when he was coming from his work, he again passed the field, again heard these two voices and again listened to the voice of the mind.
I sljedeći dan kada je opet prolazio kraj toga polja, opet je čuo dva glasa i opet je poslušao glas uma.
For a whole week he listened to the wrong voice.
I cijeli je tjedan slušao krivi glas.
Until finally at the end of the week he said like, glupost.
Dok napokon na kraju tjedna nije rekao glupost.
I don't want to be controlled by the voice of the mind. I will pick flowers for Krishna.
Rekao je, ne želim biti kontroliran sa glasom uma. Ubraću cvijeće za Krishnu.
There was a victory.
I to je bila pobjeda.
I believe we all should listen more to that divine voice and not listen to so much to the voice of our mind.
Vjerujem da bi svi mi trebali više slušati taj božanski glas, a ne slušati glas našeg uma.
And once we learn to do this, this divine voice will become louder and that material voice will become more and more softer until finally it is silent.
Jednom kada to naučimo raditi, taj božanski glas će postajati sve glasnijim i glasnijim, a materijalni glas će postajati sve tišim i tišim.
Sometimes, unfortunately, it's not so easy to know, is this the voice of my mind or is this the voice of the super soul which is now speaking?
Ali nažalost nije uvijek lako prepoznati da li je ovo glas moga uma ili je ovo glas na duše koja sada govori.
In that case, you need to know what is the sound of the voice of the super soul.
I u tom slučaju trebamo znati prepoznati glas nad duše.
So that you can distinguish the voice of the super soul from the voice of the mind. How do these two voices sound?
Tako da bismo mogli naučiti razliku između glasa uma i glasa nad duše. Kako zvuče ta dva glasa?
The voice of the super soul is mostly identical with the voice of the Holy Scriptures.
Glas je nad duše uvijek identičan sa glasom svetih spisa.
It sounds also very much like what the devotees would have said to you in a certain situation.
Izvuči isto vrlo slično onome što bi bahte rekli u toj sličnoj situaciji.
And the sound of the voice of the mind is usually something which doesn't have that voice of enlightenment in it.
A glas uma nema taj zvuk prosvjetljenja u sebi.
The voice of God usually encourages you for selfless activities, and the voice of the mind encourages you for selfish activities.
I tako nas glas Gospodina uvijek inspirira za nesebične aktivnosti, dok nas glas uma inspirira na sebične aktivnosti.
The voice of God inspires you usually for enlightenment, and the voice of the mind for sense gratification.
I glas Gospodina nas uvijek inspirira na prosvjetljenje, a glas uma na čulno zadovoljstvo.
Yesterday I made an experiment to prepare myself for this lecture.
Jučer sam napravio jedan eksperiment kako bi se pripremio za ovo predavanje.
I came back from the program.
Došao sam nazad sa programa.
It was actually the day before yesterday. And all of a sudden my stomach signaled to me, yes, I'm glad.
To je u biti bilo prekjučer, vraćao sam se sa programa i moj drob mi je rekao, ja sam gladan.
Now I am at the moment at a fantastic macrobiotic diet.
Trenutno se nalazim na fantastičnoj makrobiotičnoj dijeti.
It's so healthy, I feel already like I have a new body.
Toliko je zdrava da se već osjećam kao da imam novo tijelo.
But the 2 days ago I heard this voice, macrobiotic is very boring food.
Ali prije 2 dana sam čuo glas, makrobiotika, to je tako dosadna hrana.
Let us look into the refrigerator of my host if there's something interesting.
Daj da pogledam u frižider moga domaćina, možda se tu nalazi nešto zanimljivo.
Everyone was sleeping in the house.
U kući su svi spavali.
No one would be able to see my crime against the macrobiotic diet.
Nitko ne bi vidio moj zločin protiv makrobiotičke dijete.
I opened the refrigerator.
Otvorio sam frižider.
And there I saw a super duper biologicka vegetaranski sweet preparation.
I tu sam vidio jednu super fantastičnu bio uzgojenu slatku preparaciju.
Now a macrobiotic food, and I knew this, it's absolutely forbidden to eat that, especially in the night. It's like putting a gun next to your head.
I u makrobiotičnoj dijeti, to sam znao, pojesti tako nešto specijalno po noći, to je kao da uzmete pištolj i stavite ga uz glavu.
And I heard the 2 voices.
I čuo sam 2 glasa.
Don't eat it.
Nemoj to pojesti.
A sanyasi has to control the senses.
Sanyasi treba kontrolirati osjetila.
But the mind said.
Um je rekao.
I will not be controlled by anyone.
Neće me niko kontrolirati.
Especially not by Manisha and her macrobiotic diet.
Specijalno ne od strane Maniše i njene makrobiotike.
Ja sam muškarskis.
Ja sam muškarac.
Duhovni avanturist.
Duhovni avanturist.
And then I ate a little thing with so much biologicki, slatkinski, kremski.
I pojao sam taj komad sa toliko puno biološkog slatkiša.
I wanted to make an experiment on this.
Želim napraviti eksperiment o tome.
I think all of you know what I am talking about.
Mislim da svi znate o čemu pričam.
I have personally, I have decided to present myself as the sinner.
Odlučio sam se prezentirati, predstaviti kao griješnik.
To not make any one of you feel bad.
Da se ne bi niko od vas osjećao loše.
But I think we all know.
Ali mislim da svi znamo.
So, if you want to be more and more guided by, this is an innocent example. It is for standing for a whole genre of lifestyles.
Ovo je nevini primjer koji pokazuje, može biti primjer za sve stadije života.
I think it is no problem to sometimes eat what you feel like eating.
Mislim da nije toliki problem da ponekad pojedete nešto što biste željeli pojesti.
I feel it's not really good to be fanatic in anything.
Mislim, osjećam da nije toliko dobro biti fanatičan u vezi ičega.
It's simply not true that if you eat one day something unmicrobiotic, you kill yourself. That's wrong propaganda.
Mislim da jednostavno nije točno da ako jedan put pojedete nešto što nije makrobiotično, da stavljate što na svoju glavu.
But this example stands for something.
Ali ovaj primjer predstavlja nešto.
That we sometimes act against our better knowledge.
A to je da ponekad djelujemo unatoč našem boljem znanju.
And I very much believe if you learn to follow that inner voice, especially in important decisions, then you will hear more and more and more, it will become louder and louder.
I vjerujem da ako naučimo slijediti taj unutrašnji glas, specijalno u važnim odlukama, da će on postati sve glasniji i glasniji.
If you are not sure if it is a divine voice, you should really check with the scriptures and the devotees and your spiritual master and ask there for support or confirmation or for rectification.
I ako niste sigurni da li je to ili božanski glas, onda bi svakako trebali se posavjetovati sa svetim spisima, sa bhaktama i s vašim duhovnim učiteljem.
When you can, now, when does the super soul, when does God speak to you more and when does he speak to you less? I want to at the end discuss this.
I želio bih na kraju diskutirati o tome kada taj božanski glas više priča s nama, kada manje priča s nama.
See, he speaks to you very much when you are on the spiritual platform, in the spiritual atmosphere.
On govori nama jako puno ako se nalazimo na duhovnom nivou, na duhovnoj platformi.
But when you are on the material nivou, only your subconscious mind will speak to you.
Ali kada se nalazimo na materijalnom nivou, onda će samo naš glas podsvijesti razgovarati s nama.
The Swiss psychologist Sigmund Jung once spoke about Hitler as a person who was always guided.
Jednom je psiholog Sergej Jung govorio o Hitleru kao o osobi koja je uvijek bila vođena.
But not by God.
Ali ne od strane Boga.
He was guided by the animalistic urges in his subconsciousness.
Vodile su ga životinjski glasovi potrebe u njegovoj podsvijesti.
Now if you look at a life of someone like Hitler, it's easy to see this person is totally on false ego and in the material consciousness.
I ako pogledate život osobe poput Hitlera, vrlo je jednostavno i lako vidjeti da je ta osoba bila u potpunosti vođena od strane svoga ega i na materijalnom nivou.
If you want to be guided really by Krishna in the heart, you have to enter the fire of Krishna consciousness.
Ako želite da vas vodi Krishna u vašem srcu, onda zbilja morate ući u vatru svjesnosti Krishne.
Just like a spark who becomes empowered and dances very beautifully in the fire, you will dance very beautifully in the fire of intuition when you are back in your Krishna consciousness or God consciousness.
Baš kao što vatra, kao što iskra prekrasno pleše kada se nalazi u vatri, tako ćemo i mi prekrasno plesati kada se nalazimo u duhovnoj vatri svjesnosti Krishne.
So it's so easy but so difficult for most people to understand that there are two energies, the material and the spiritual.
I tako je jednostavno i lako, ali u drugu stranu jako teško za većinu ljudi da shvate da postoji materijalna i duhovna svjesnost.
If we can only learn to enter the spiritual atmosphere, we will receive all the guidance we need.
I ako naučimo samo kako ući u duhovnu atmosferu, dobit ćemo svo vodstvo koje nam je potrebno.
The spiritual strength will enter into us in the spiritual atmosphere.
Duhovna snaga će ući u nas u duhovnoj atmosferi.
The spiritual energy is called Kripa Shakti. It's the most important energy of God, the energy of mercy.
I duhovna energija se naziva Kripa Shakti i najvažnijom je energijom Gospodina. To je energija milosti.
And just like the spark who is empowered by the rest of the fire, when he is in the fire, you will also become empowered by this Kripa Shakti when you are in contact with God.
I baš kao iskra koja dobiva toliko snage dok se nalazi u vatri, tako ćemo i mi dobiti toliko snage dok se nalazimo unutar te Kripa Shakti.
You will actually, and just like the spark, when it, as long as it doesn't fall out of the fire, it will be empowered. You will also remain empowered when you stay in the fire of that God consciousness.
I baš kao iskra koja je, ima toliko moći dok ne ispadne iz vatre, tako ćemo i mi imati toliko moći dok ne ispadnemo iz te duhovne svjesnosti.
I would like to give you an example which has impressed me solidly when I was traveling in Africa.
Želio bih vam dati jedan primjer koji me jako impresirao dok sam bio u Africi.
It was my a dream from my childhood to stand before a wild lion in the wilderness.
Bio je moj san još iz djetinjstva da stojim ispred divljeg lava u divljini.
And 2 years ago when I was between Durban and Johannesburg, I had a chance to fulfill my dream and meet the lion.
I prije 2 godine kad sam bio blizu Johannesburga, imao sam priliku da ispunim svoj san iz djetinjstva i da budem ispred lava.
I still remember when the two gates, security gates closed behind me, the guard told me in English, "Never roll down the window of your car when you are with the lions."
I još se danas sjećam dok su se vrata, sigurnosna vrata zatvarala iza mene, kako mi je čuvar govorio, nemojte nikada otvarati svoj prozor dok se nalazite među lavovima.
When the lions smell human flesh, they become deadly.
Kada lavovi namirišu ljudsko meso, postaju smrtonosni. Rekao sam, ne moraš se brinuti.
So we drove with our car into the lion's park.
I tako smo s našim autima došli do parka s lavovima.
And I remember the first time I saw one big lion with a big hair crossing the road just before us.
I sjećam se kada sam vidio velikog lava sa velikom glavom i kosom kako prolazi ravno ispred nas.
They look so majestic.
Izgledaju tako veličanstveno.
He just looked around.
Okrenuo se.
And he smelled only gummy and fuel from the car.
I namirisao je samo benzin i gumo iz auta.
He shook his head and continued.
Zatresao je glavom i nastavio.
Then we drove by a whole group of lions, maybe 15.
I onda smo se provezli pokraj čitave grupe lavova, možda ih je bilo 15.
And one lion was just yawning.
Jedan je lav zjevao od dosade.
So we met many groups of lions.
I tako smo susreli mnoge skupine lavova.
But they all did not take notice of us.
Ali oni nas uopće nisu primijetili.
And they were all well fed.
I svi su bili dobro nahranjeni.
Lazy.
Ljeni.
Peaceful.
Mirni.
Family consciousness.
Imali su obiteljsku svjesnost.
Yeah. Only the TV was missing. They behaved so absolutely social. Yeah.
Jedino im je falila još televizija, tako su se društveno ponašali.
Then something in me became dissatisfied.
A onda je nešto u meni postalo nezadovoljno.
I came here to see a wild lion, not a cat.
Došao sam ovdje da vidim divljega lava, ne mačku.
I rolled down the window.
Spustio sam prozor.
And I took this same pair of cartels.
I uzeo sam ovaj isti par karatala.
And made the sound.
Napravio sam taj zvuk.
Because I knew they had never heard the sound.
Jer sam znao ovaj zvuk nikad još nisu čuli.
So they, I want to show when they heard the sound, they became interested.
Kada su čuli zvuk, postali su zainteresirani.
But when we closed the window and the sound was gone, they again became family conscious.
Ali čim smo digli prozor i taj zvuk je nestao, odmah su vratili svoju obiteljsku svjesnost.
So the devotee said to me, "Don't do it again, please."
Bhakte su rekli, molim te, nemoj to više napraviti.
I said, I'm trying to not do it again.
Ja sam rekao, pokušavam da to opet ne napravim.
But I really wanted to see a white lion. It was a deep desire inside, from my childhood.
Ali zbilja sam želio vidjeti divljega lava. Bila je to želja, duboka želja iz mog djetinjstva.
So this time when we came next to a herd of lion, very secretly rolled down the window.
I ovaj put kad smo došli kraj krda lavova, vrlo sam tajnovito otvorio opet prozor.
And then I said to the Prabhus, we have to make a kirtan for
the lions. I onda sam rekao Bhaktama, moramo napraviti kirtan.
And this time it worked.
I ovaj put je upalilo.
The lions smelled us.
Ti lavovi su nas namirisali.
My dear audience of Split, I have never experienced what I saw at that moment.
Moja draga publiko Splita, nikada nisam iskusio to što sam tada vidio.
One male lion looked to a female lion.
Jedan je mužjak lav pogledao prema ženki.
And gave an order.
I dao joj je naredbu.
So she immediately knew what it meant. She went to the left side and he came from the right side.
I ona je odmah znala što treba napraviti, otišla je na desnu stranu, on je došao sa lijeve strane.
They developed a deadly speed.
I razvili su smrtonosnu brzinu.
And then they looked at us inside the car and the glance was so absolutely wild and deadly.
I onda su nas pogledali i taj pogled je bio apsolutno smrtonosan.
All of a sudden, we were no longer tourists.
I odjednom više nismo bili turisti.
We were food.
Bili smo hrana.
Very, very interesting food.
Vrlo, vrlo zanimljiva hrana.
And they were determined to get it.
I bili su odlučni da je dobiju.
The male lion jumped at the side of the car and started to roll and to lift it up.
I mužjak je došao sa strane našeg auta i počeo ga je gurati da ga digne.
It was clear he wanted to roll the car on the other side, bang the glass of the car and then get to his food.
Bilo je jasno, on je želio preokrenuti auto, razbiti staklo sa svojom šapom i uzeti svoju hranu.
And the sounds he made.
I zvukovi koje je napravio.
Somehow the subconscious registered it and all the fears which are there in a human being were immediately unlocked and came out. Naked fear.
Nekako taj zvuk došao do podsvijesti i otključao vrata gdje skrivamo sve svoje strahove i oni su izašli.
Later I asked a Zulu warrior, what do you do when you kill a lion?
Kasnije sam pitao Zulu ratnika što rade kada ubiju lava.
He said, you go with 50, when a lion attacks your village, you go with 50 men.
I on je rekao, kada lav napadne vaše selo, odete sa 50 muškaraca.
Everyone throws the spear.
Svako baci koplje.
And then you run like hell.
I onda trčite kao ludi.
Because there is simply no way to fight a lion. They are too wild.
Mi jednostavno nije bilo načina da se borimo protiv lava. Bili su predivlji.
So I told to the driver, I'm very sorry, we have seen what we wanted to see, but full gas.
I rekao sam vozaču džipa, jako mi je žao, vidjeli smo što smo željeli vidjeti, molim te, gas do daske.
Yeah, we don't even care if we remain on the way or not.
Nije nam čak ni briga da li ćemo ostati na putu ili ne.
And he put all the gas on the engine.
I on je tako stisnio gas do kraja i pojurio.
But then the lion came after us.
Ali onda je lav počeo trčati za nama.
And we drove as fast as we could to the exit.
I vozili smo što smo brže mogli prema izlazu.
The people already knew we were coming.
Ljudi su već znali dolazimo.
And somehow I forgot the rest because I started to intensely chant the Nrsingha mantra.
Nekako zaboravio sam što se sve desilo jer sam intenzivno mantrao Nrsingha mantru.
Full concentration.
S punom koncentracijom.
But we made it.
Uspjeli smo izaći.
What I would like to show with this example is the switch in the consciousness.
Želio bih s ovim primjerom pokazati taj prekidač, promjenu svjesnosti.
The lion came from a social family man to the most deadly king of the animals.
Lav je došao od društvenog obiteljskog čovjeka do najubojitije životinje.
And when he was on that level, you could see he was the most powerful animal which is there on planet Earth.
I kada je došao na taj nivo, mogli ste vidjeti da je bio najmoćnija životinja na zemlji.
Before he looked like a cat, but now he looked like the king of the animals.
Prije izgledao kao mačka, ali sada izgledao kao kralj životinja.
Why? Because his wildness awoke.
Zašto? Jer se njegova divlja priroda probudila.
I'm totally convinced that if our spirituality awakes in us.
I u potpunosti sam ubijeđen ako bi se probudila naša duhovnost u nama.
We also will change our consciousness.
Mi ćemo također promijeniti svoju svjesnost.
This does obviously not mean that we become wild.
To naravno ne znači da ćemo postati divljaci, divlji.
It means that we have access to another strength.
To znači da ćemo dobiti pristup novoj snazi.
To volcanic spiritual strength which lies hidden within us.
Vulkanskoj duhovnoj snazi koja se nalazi duboko u nama.
This spiritual strength or spiritual level is accessible to all of us.
I taj duhovna snaga, duhovni nivo dostupan svima nama.
In this age of Kali, it is It's especially accessible by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra together in association with devotees.
I u ovom dobu Kali Juge taj duhovna snaga specijalno pristupačna pjevanjem svetih imena u društvu Bhakta.
It is my great dream that the next time when I come to Split, we will make a mantra evening where we just chant together.
Moj veliki san da sljedeći put kada dođem u Split napravimo mantra večer gdje ćemo samo mantrati.
Nam yagya.
Nam yagya.
At that time I hope to prove to all of you that you can also discover your own spiritual strengths by the chanting of the mantras.
I tada se nadam da ću uspjeti dokazati svima da mogu doći do te duhovne snage kroz pjevanje tih mantri.
Let me now summarize my most important message on this visit in Split.
Želio bih sada sažeti svoju najbitniju poruku u ovoj posjeti Splitu.
When you start chanting mantra meditation, you will use your tongue.
Kada počnete mantrati mantra meditaciju, koristit ćete svoj jezik.
In pronouncing the mantra.
Tako što ćete izgovarati mantru.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you go to the next level.
Onda trebamo otići na sljedeći nivo.
That is, you let the vibration come from the tongue into your mind.
Pustite da vibracija dođe sa vašeg jezika u vaš um.
What this practically means is that while you chant, you meditate about the meaning of the mantra.
Ono što to praktično znači je dok mantrate, dok pjevate, meditirate na značenje mantre.
And after some time the meaning is there as almost like a music in the background.
I nakon nekog vremena taj smisao tu poput glazbe u pozadini.
My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service.
Ma draga Radha, moj dragi Krishna, molim vas uključite me u svoju službu.
It's like an awareness which is there.
To je kao nekakva svjesnost koja je tu. Prisustvo.
Yes, to give you an example which Prabhupada has given is when the women in India carry water from the Bunar, they are always aware that somewhere on their head there is this water pot.
Da vam dam primjer, Prabhupada je rekao kada žene u Indiji nose vodu sa Bunara, uvijek su svjesne da im nekakva voda stoji na glavi.
They talk while
razgovaraju.
They also breastfeed their children.
Također i doje svoju djecu.
But they always keep in mind I have this pot on the head, because if they forget the pot falls down and then they become wet all over.
Ali uvijek drže u svome umu, a imam taj čup sa vodom na glavi, jer kad bi to zaboravile, čup bi pao i odmah bi postale mokre.
It's quite embarrassing for an Indian lady, you know, to lose the pot from the head. Yeah.
I to je onako malo sramotno za damu iz Indije da je tako padne čup sa glave.
And so in the same way, when you make advancement in the chanting, you are always aware of the meaning of the mantra.
I na isti način, kada mantrate tu mantru, uvijek ste svjesni značenja te mantre.
Your main concentration remains with the sound.
Vaša glavna koncentracija ostaje na zvuk.
Like the woman who talks maybe to her friend when they go home from the Bunar.
Kao gospođa koja priča sa svojim prijateljicama dok se vraćaju doma sa Bunara.
Her main concentration is in her discussion with her friend.
Njena je glavna koncentracija na njenu diskusiju sa prijateljima.
But at the same time she is always aware of the pot.
Ali u isto vrijeme uvijek je svjesna toga čupa.
So the next level is to chant with your heart.
I sljedeći nivo je da pjevate mantrate sa svojim srcem.
My godbrother Indra was asked, how do you put your heart into the chanting of the mantra?
Jednog su moga brata po Bogu Indru pitali, kako stavljaš svoje srce u mantru?
And he said, feel the separation.
I on je rekao, osjetite odvojenost.
We are now not with Krishna.
Mi sada nismo sa Krishnom.
And we want to be with Krishna again.
Želimo biti opet s Krishnom.
And we express our desire to be in his divine presence by feeling the separation.
I svoju želju da ponovo budemo
by chanting the mantra.
U njegovom prisustvu izražavamo na taj način da mantramo mantru.
Yes. Now then you come to the fourth level.
I onda dolazimo do četvrtog nivoa.
You stop chanting.
Prestanete mantrati.
Somehow you might think that this doesn't sound right.
Nekako možemo misliti ovo baš i ne zvuči ispravno.
No, I'm serious.
Ne, ozbiljan sam.
On the fourth level the mantra chants through you.
Na četvrtom nivou mantra kroz vas.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this once in a discussion. He said to his spiritual master, what kind of mantra have you given to me?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je jednom to rekao je svom duhovnom učitelju, kakvu si mi to mantru dao?
It makes me so ecstatic.
Učini me tako ekstatičnim.
And I feel like dancing.
I osjećam se kao da bih zaplesao.
It's not that I consciously intentionally move my feet.
Nije da svjesno namjerno mičem svoja stopala.
The mantra moves my feet.
Mantra miče moja stopala.
The mantra moves my voice.
Mantra miče moj glas.
Prabhupada used to say this about the dancing of his disciples. Sometimes we dance.
Prabhupada je to rekao o plesu svojih učenika, ponekad plešemo.
He said, this is not like the dancing of dogs.
I on je rekao, ovo nije kao ples pasa.
What the dancing of dogs is, you can see outside.
Ples kako pasi.
Dog training amfiteatra. Yes.
Kako pasi plešu možemo vidjeti u ovome amfiteatru za naobrazbu pasa.
They are trained to do something.
Oni su izvježbani da nešto učine.
Walk brzo and polako.
Hodaj brzo, polako.
Yeah. Mm. In Krishna consciousness, we should dance by being moved by divine inspiration.
U svjesnosti Krišne trebali bi plesati tako da nas dirne božanska inspiracija.
It's not that we have learned a certain dancing step and now we repeat it.
Nije da smo naučili određeni plesni korak i sada ga ponavljamo.
It's freestyle.
Ovo je slobodan stil.
It's how you are inspired by the mantra.
Kako nas inspirira mantra.
So, this was my most important message.
I ovo je bila moja najvažnija poruka.
It would be nice if all of you become good mantra chanters.
Bilo bi lijepo fino kad bi svi vi postali dobri mantrači, mantri.
I am aware that we have also some new guests.
Svjestan sam da također imamo neke nove goste.
But also please our new guest feel slobodan to learn this chanting of the mantra.
Ali vi se također osjećate slobodnim da naučite to mantranje mantre.
This is what you can learn in the Hare Krishna spiritual university, so to say.
To možete naučiti na Hare Krishna duhovnom fakultetu, da se tako izrazim.
That's our speciality.
To je naša specijalnost.
Yes, and our devotees, I want to encourage you to join the Hare Krishna movement.
I naši bhakte, želim vas ohrabriti da se pridružite Hare Krishna pokretu.
And become scientists in chanting.
I da postanete znanstvenici mantranja.
And then my next visitor split, I would love to organize a nam yagya with all of you.
I u sljedećoj posjeti Splitu volio bi organizirati nam yagyu sa svima vama.
Yeah, and, that will be a very good experience.
To će biti vrlo dobro iskustvo.
And at the end I want to say just some words to all of you. I personally have seen that our the community is a very very inspired community in Split.
Na kraju bih želio reći par riječi za vas. Vidio sam u Splitu da je naša duhovna zajednica vrlo vrlo duhovna i inspirirana.
There's a very good and spiritual open and friendly mood here.
Tu možemo naći vrlo dobar otvoreni duhovni prijateljski mood raspoloženje.
And I have seen really in our temple there are such interesting and highly qualified persons amongst you.
I vidio sam u našem hramu da ima jako interesantnih i kvalificiranih osoba među vama.
Yes, I want to encourage all of you to make this your best life.
Želim vas sve ohrabriti da učinite ovo vašim najboljim životom.
Learn to discern the voices.
Naučite razlikovati glasove.
You know, remember when I was before the refrigerator and heard the two voices.
Sjećate se kada sam bio ispred frižidera, čuo sam dva glasa.
It is better to listen to the voice of the super soul.
Bolje je slušati glas nad duše.
Yes. So if you can learn this, you will be very successful in your spiritual life.
I ako to možete napraviti, bit ćete vrlo uspješni u svom duhovnom životu.
Sve najbolje and živjeli.
Živjeli?
Živjeli. 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 Hare Krishna.
Sachinandan Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna, sada smo došli do našeg dijela sa glazbenim iznenađenjem, pa bih vas zamolila da nam date par trenutaka dok pripremimo sve što je potrebno. Isto tako bih pozvala Bhaktu Antu, Filipa i Darka da dođu ovdje pripremiti instrumente i sve što je potrebno, a za to vrijeme ćemo imati par najava.